Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Abby Daily with me, Abby Roberts. It's Tuesday, the 26th of March, 2024. It's just gone 20 to 4, coming quite early today. I just thought I'd do it a bit earlier, you know, and I have things to say. There's things bubbling around my mind. I'm thinking, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait a couple of hours. I want to do it now. And I know you guys don't like it when it's too late, but so I thought I'd just split the difference, if you know what I mean. So how is everybody? Hope you're okay. Hope you actually understood my pod yesterday, because it was quite husky. I'm feeling a little bit better today. I was just still tired, absolutely fucked, you know, because it was, like I said, the Kegworth thing was pretty much 48 hours, maybe longer, of just, you know, consistently having to be kind of on your mettle, if you know what I mean, with a little bit of sleep in between. But it's all good. These things also, it's weird because you do have a come down, you know. Yesterday, even though I was tired last night when I was recording the podcast, I still felt energized and sort of excited by things. And then honestly, today it's like, oh my God. It's like after a rave in the 90s, after a party, when you're a bit like, oh God, oh no, now I've got to go to work. Now I just want to like not do anything. And it doesn't help as well. When you see things on social media and you're like, oh no. So I'm going to try and keep this one as light as possible. I want to just do a little bit of chat about what's on, what's, like I said, bubbling in my brain. So first up, the news from America, from Baltimore, Maryland, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which crosses the Patapsco River, collapsed when a large container ship crashed into the one of the pylons holding the bridge up. And if you see the footage, it's literally, you see this massive ship, and I think the lights go off. There's obviously been, well, I say obviously, I'm going to let you draw your own conclusions. If you see footage, the electrics go off. Then they go on again, then they go off again, then they go on again. So there's either like maybe a fault on the ship. I think there's some smoke coming out the back. I've seen some people say from experience, the captain of the ship, the guy, you know, steering it, is either having sex or drunk. So I don't know what that's about, and could be Italian. I don't know. I don't know anything about steering container ships in Baltimore. I have no idea. It's not my area of expertise, but it is horrific and, you know, just awful to think, because you see it and you see that it going into the bridge, and then the bridge literally just goes, collapses. Mass casualty incident has been declared, with over a dozen cars and many individuals said to be in the water. This was, last night or early this morning. Just terrible, 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 terrible. And we have to think of those poor people on the bridge. And it's awful, actually, because you see the cars driving across normally, just, you know, drive, you know, like you would across a bridge. And then they get across. And then you think, blimey, the people that drove over before the bridge collapsed, they'll be at home thinking, God, that could have been me. There, but for the grace of God, go I. I do also have seen that Francis Scott Key, I think he was the composer, is that right, of the American National Anthem? There's lots of people saying, well, there's the symbolism is, yeah, quite stark, isn't it, when you look at it? The collapsing of a bridge. Container ship going in, bridge collapsing, just awful. And that's exactly what's happening to America. Yeah, Because, you know, they got Biden and fucking Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris! I say in charge. I mean, fucking hell. It's honestly, I've never known in my lifetime, or even actually previous, I was going to say previous lifetimes. That sounds a bit weird. Well, you never know. Just looking back, historically, this is a really, really, I mean, we're in uncharted territory here with an extremely weak America that is genuinely the laughingstock of the entire world. And I mean, much more so than when Trump was in charge. Where you think, you know, and it's funny because, I mean, I don't really care whether Trump's in charge officially or unofficially or not. America is collapsing into the sea. It's like a kind of like, you know, just like, you know, when sort of bits of land break off and it's like, that's the issue. Not who's, I mean, you know, the military industrial complex is largely in charge of America anyway. And obviously Israel, and then there are so many players, you know. That it's funny because Terry used to say to me, you know, that there are no sides in war. The only winners are the money men, whether that's war or whatever dispute or anything that goes on. It's always money that wins. In the end, the money, because there's no emotion in money. It's literally like, I saw somebody the other day, I unsubscribed from somebody the other day, I don't remember who it was, who was talking about investing in, about, you know, how big pharma, how the vaccines are doing, sort of investment-wise. And I was like, what? They should all be fucking bankrupted. They should all be shut down. And this is where it's really interesting. Well, that's it, it's Dominic Frisbee. On his page, and I was like, oh, it just made me feel really uncomfortable. Like, why, you know? And you suddenly realise that is the truth of the matter, is that money doesn't have, financial dealings, maths, doesn't have any emotion. You don't go, oh, but that number can't be right, because I feel really bad about it, and, you know, and, that's immoral and unjust. Well, it's just figures on a page, you know? So that's the interesting thing. I think as I've got older, my wariness of, you know, the idea of the, you know, the free market, or, well, capitalism, I suppose, versus crony capitalism. But the idea that big pharma, the idea that the vaccines, I mean, it may have been that I misread what was on Dominic's, what was on his Substack page, on his, you know, thing. But I just thought, oh, I can't even look at those names without feeling anger. You know, the Moderna and Pfizer and whatever. And I fucking hope that they are plunged into just lifelong, just, you know, making amends for what they've done. I don't want people to make money. I don't want them to go, oh, the stocks have gone down. Quick, let's invest. And then what? Keep Pfizer fucking going. No, we want them to be bankrupted, all of them, all of the cunts who did this. We don't want them to be to succeed. So that's a bit of a weird one. Yeah. I don't know what to think about that. Well, I do, I've just told you. But it is an interesting thing. Yes, money and conscience and how far you push that, how far you look at it in from that point, from that perspective, you know, without impinging on people's ability to make money. I mean, to invest in things, but that's where I do, you know, my little antennae go up and say, is that right though? No, I don't think that's right. I think there has to be some moral arbiter, doesn't there? There. Right, now the other thing as well. Oh, fucking hell, Facebook. Jesus Christ. I do sometimes think to myself, why am I on it? Because In fact, I've been thinking gradually, sort of early this morning, thinking there's some, you know, they're going to start, the people on Facebook, particularly the Americans, Canadians, not so much the Brits, actually, weirdly, is a little bit more, even on the normie side, they're not quite as militant, weirdly. But I notice there's a lot of people in America, excuse me, I'm just going to take my jumper off. Why have I got it on? Fucking Rawston, man. Bloody hell. I thought it was cold. Now it's hot. Now it's cold. Now it's, oh, I'm back. I'm back in the room. Everybody, it's fine. Jumper's off. Right, in case you were thinking, what's happened? All I can hear is, struggling. Yeah, so back to Facebook. There's a lot of people who, particularly Americans, I've noticed. There was an actor from Yellowstone, who refused to sit next to somebody with a mask on. And I thought, good for you, mate. Good for you. Yeah, there was a story of him. And of course I commented on it, and they were like, all these people were like, oh, you know, and I kept thinking, why are you all, you're just all mad? You're all sort of properly, well, he should be wearing a mask, and that person was very sensible to wear a mask and blah, blah, blah. And then I just thought, oh, what have I landed on? And then I suddenly realised a lot of it was American commentators. And of course, sure enough, you look at it and go, yep, they're in America. And I just put, but this is insane. Why are you, masks have destroyed society. They've destroyed free societies around the world. They're fear-mongering muzzles that terrify children, actually terrify adults, including myself, and they shouldn't be allowed. Actually, and I will continue to publicly say they're a blight on the landscape, on humanity. And then this guy was like, oh, well, he said, do you know, I've seen your Facebook page and blah, 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 and who you are publicly and something about your opinions and your hate. And I saw the word hate and I thought, oh, you absolute cunt. He's some gay guy, like older gay guy. So he's got a picture of him and his partner in somewhere in America. And I thought, I know what's going to start happening. The people like us who are commenting on the COVID, the lockdowns, the muzzles, the vaccines, and commenting on all that and the 4 years of just, you know, moral, sort of whatever it was, sort of barbarity that happened, they're going to start looking at social media pages. Okay, some of you probably can guess what's coming. They're going to start going, oh, that person's said something about the last 4 years, which is making me feel uncomfortable because maybe they've got a point and actually that's a bit inconvenient for me. So I'm going to play the hate card. I'm going to go on there, whatever social media page it is, and I'm going to say, oh, you've said this about trans people, or you made a joke about whatever it is, you know, Islam, or made a joke about, you know, I mean, whatever it is, you know, some satirical thing. They'll find something and go, yeah, that's hateful. And this is where every bone in my body goes, no, resist, defy. And I'm thinking to myself, how are we going to get out of this? Because we've got people on social, we've got people running these social media channels who are part of that, don't say anything hateful. And this is what's really extraordinary. A lot of these people, I mean, the guy in this photo was not young. He was, what I'd say, maybe kind of my age, maybe a little bit older. And I thought, what the fuck are you bitching about? You know, well, First Amendment. Sorry, I thought you, America, I thought you prized that kind of thing, free speech. What's going on? That's absolutely bizarre. So I just, I don't fucking know anymore. Honestly, it is worrying though, because they're going to start using those threats to make people nervous, you know, about what they say, because we're saying things that are inconvenient. And I say, well, fuck you, you motherfuckers. It's just bizarre. So I've had a little bit of that on. But let me just read. Oh, also the other thing is, you know, Kate Garraway. It's the gift that keeps giving. I'm not joking. I thought, right, it's over. You've done your thing, Kate. You've lost your husband. Yeah, very sad. Yeah, very sad. Supposedly of long COVID, even though the Guardian last week, I think it was, said there's no such thing as long COVID. I mean, which we all knew, most of you guys listening and most of us. See, this is what's so weird. We're being told stuff. Yes, we know. We either knew it, on a gut level, or we just kind of had looked into it and gone, well, that's clearly not scientifically possible or scientifically likely. But it was just this. I have to be fair with me. It was more on a long COVID. What the fuck are you talking? I just thought to myself, yeah, it's part of the pantomime. It's part of the he's behind you. Oh, it's that kind of thing, isn't it? It's like giving labels to things that actually, the COVID PR department must have been fucking delighted. Oh yeah, let's call it. What should we call it? Something that you have that lasts for a long time. That means you're going to be terrified. You probably won't actually even be ill, but what can we call it to keep this thing going? Some bloke in the corner. How about long COVID? Oh, that's brilliant! Yes, Brian. Fucking Brian in the blue sky thinking. The COVID PR meeting. Oh, how should we keep this going? Yeah, let's think of something. Yeah, let's think of something that's like really easy that no one will forget. I've had a touch of the long COVID. I mean, honest to fucking God. Does it mean that I won't be able to work? Yeah, don't worry, you won't be able to work either when you've got it. Oh, okay, that's handy. Oh, shall I get some benefits and stuff? Yeah, you can get some free money. Just say, what do I do? Just say you've got long COVID. Yeah, they'll believe it. Just show them a test. Even like just make up a test, it's fine. Because that's essentially what it was anyway. It's honestly, as I think about it, I'm like, how has this even happened? Especially with people who, you know, think, people who've got a brain. So on Facebook, I put, in fact, I've noticed a lot of new Facebook friend requests. You honestly, for about 3 years, I had none. It was very much like, oh, just kind of, you know, I just went there now and again. It's literally, just like a tsunami of friend requests. Mostly, I have to say, about 98% from awake people, red-pilled people, or people that just, you know, comedy, some people who are interested in comedy. So this is what I put. Kate Garraway, there's a new ITV documentary will focus on the final year of Draper's life. So as if we haven't had enough with whatever the hell fuck her book was called, was it? Life Without Derek or Life After Derek or, oh, Derek and Me. Me and... How I Became a Grifting Wanker. How I Believed, how I was believed or was paid, either of those two, that COVID was really, really deadly and awful and like a terrible plague. And then my Derek, he got it. And then he went into hospital. And then it's terrible because he kind of developed long, and as a result of long COVID, he came out and he was like, you know, paralyzed basically and had nothing to do with sepsis, nothing to do with intubation or ventilators or sepsis that you can get in hospital. No, it was all to do with the COVID. It's almost like somebody said to just stick to the COVID, love. No, don't. I mean, not that Kate Garraway would be asking any questions, but literally you can imagine them just going, no, just stick to COVID. Yeah, yeah. Don't veer off. No, no, we don't want to talk about the ventilators. No, whatever you do, do not talk about ventilators, midazolam, any of that stuff. No, no, we don't want any of that. No. Just stick with COVID and long COVID, right? Yeah. Keep it simple. Christ. It's like, I mean, if it's so obvious to me, I don't understand why it's not obvious to most people. This is just she can't backtrack. She's got to double down. Her and her handlers, or even if it's, like I said, it could just be that she is just so fucking brainwashed by the mainstream media that she believes all this shit herself. And of course, spending time around the NHS, you are going to become brainwashed when you're around them. Must be very, very difficult to just go, no thanks. Although some people have succeeded in that. Well done, you. So I put on Facebook, above this is the Independent were sharing it. God, fucking traitors. The Independent sharing it. So I put on Facebook, if you keep swallowing this fucking bullshit, you only have yourselves to blame. Even The Guardian has just published an article stating what many of us knew from the beginning, that there is no such thing as long COVID. It's disgraceful that Garraway is getting away with this narcissistic fear peddling. Stop watching her or buying her books, for fuck's sake. And it's interesting because, well, there's been a few likes and stuff, but it's fascinating how, you see, on Twitter, you get a lot, you don't get as much pushback on things as you do on Facebook. Facebook is a bit more, but especially the Americans, man, Americans, Canadians, they don't like it. They don't like any of that stuff. It's like, oh my God, how can you say it? But like wearing masks, you know, you're selfish not to wear a mask. And now also what's the problem with a mask? It's no biggie. Just wear a mask. Oh, fuck off. Your fucking mask and your hand sanitizing bullshit. Yeah. So the other thing, the last thing I want to just address, tomorrow's Meaningful Wednesday. So obviously, well, I'm going to try and actually inject some more positive, less sort of, because I have to say I've been a little bit, I've been not really looking that much at social media at all today. Yeah, I mean, I've glanced and gone, right, I'll talk about that. I've been specific and sort of, you know, with my, what I aim at, only because, you know, there's stuff to talk about, guys, and there probably always will be. But I've been thinking about this this Princess of Wales thing, this Kate thing, which I'm sure, unless you've been living under a rock, you will. And that the news broke when I was in Kegworth about her announcement, sitting on a bench, announcing that she had been diagnosed with cancer. So she had abdominal surgery, we're led to believe. I'm going to try and keep this very balanced because I don't want it to become, I'll explain why in a minute. So she had the abdominal surgery, then everything goes a bit weird and there are Photoshop photos and, you know, oh, isn't that her in a fart? And all this kind of thing, which is fucking ludicrous. Really? As Bob Moran pointed out, you know, for one of the most sophisticated PR agencies that they must have, firms they must have dealing with it, to make such a fuck up of especially at a time like this when there's all eyes on, you know, nobody's buying anything anymore. No one's going, oh, right, because there's so much stuff we've been lied to about so much. So that was the first weird thing, was this Photoshop Mother's Day photo. And then the appearance at a farm shop near Windsor. And you just think, oh, what? This might as well be the fucking Loch Ness Monster. They're going, oh, isn't that Kate? And then just a fucking great, coming out of the lock. So she had the surgery. So I'm just trying to do it in kind of chronological order, Had the surgery and then announces at the weekend that she's been diagnosed, they did find cancer. Now, what's interesting is when you do surgery, that's when they usually, I mean, you know, like I said, not a medic, not an expert. Everyone's going, thank God. you take samples when you do the surgery. You don't wait till afterwards. You go in specifically to do surgery, and then at the time, and I'm telling you now, mind you, nothing would fucking surprise me with even with a private hospital that she was in, because they say, I mean, look at the stuff, how terrible doctors were about COVID and about vaccine, you know. So you, all our trust has even been lost in the stuff that that we thought we knew, including myself. But I was always led to believe, to understand, that when you go in and you operate on somebody and there is a suspicion that something could be cancerous, which is essentially what this was, abdominal surgery, you take something there and then, and a biopsy, and then that's when you know. So you don't wait until after abdominal surgery to then tell someone, oh, actually, we have found cancerous cells, because the whole point of going in to do it in January is that's when you take the opportunity to do a biopsy, you see? So none of that makes any sense either. But like I said, they're so fucking inept, these cunts. I could probably do it better. But that was a red flag to me. I thought, hang on a minute, but that doesn't make any sense. You're wasting time. The whole point is you've been what's the word, when you do surgery like that, abdominal surgery, you're it's a perfect opportunity for doctors to take samples. That's the whole point, to then diagnose you. Yeah, so that's what I understand. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, but that's what somebody else, I think, said on Twitter, and it immediately chimed with me as well. And this was off the announcement. Anyway, this is my fear about what's happening. Well, I think far too much attention is being paid to the whole thing. You know, I mean, genuinely the UK is on its knees. I mean, we're very close to lots of different things going badly wrong. Well, they already have, but what I mean is, I sometimes think this is, I'm not going to use the word distraction, it's a luxury which a lot of people haven't got, to say, oh well, have you noticed the thing with the thing and the daffodils and the bench and whatever? Yes. I completely concur. It's just one more thing to go, are you fucking joking, putting this thing out, this video out, on her own, on a bench, without William, you know, without her hair blowing in the breeze or doing, and blinking, you know, rapidly blinking, as Bob said. Now, let's go to the crux of why I'm talking about this, right? Okay, she's announced she's got cancer. We know that the COVID vaccines cause cancer. There are some who argue that none of the royals, nobody important, had the vaccines. They had saline or whatever, like not the COVID-19 vaccine. So the argument then is that people, well, this is my view, is that that puts a dent in the people like me who are arguing for justice for the coerced vaccines that are causing turbo cancers and all manner of other things, that in a strange way it makes it difficult, because if Kate didn't have, put it this way, if Kate, this is why it's so complicated, I'm trying to work it out myself. Fucking hell, 2024, everyone. And this is the mind fuck. That, by the way, is not our fault. It's their fault, the media and politicians, and, you know, that it's absolutely, the blame lays with them. So my issue is that it's a paradox, because in a way, I want her to have had the vaccine, not because I wish harm on anybody, but because then it absolutely, absolutely fits in with the idea, with the proof, with the evidence that we've got that it is causing turbo cancers and that there is a spike, which has been already been discussed way before the mainstream media did it. There has been a spike in cancers since 2021. We know that. There were doctors talking about it, all manner of people talking about it way back, I think, end of 21, beginning of 22. You know, there were like panels of like American doctors, I can't remember the names of, but were saying, yeah, we're observing, cancer is going at warp speed. Okay. So, there's another camp that says she hasn't got cancer at all. And so that's a lie. So that feeds, I suppose that feeds into the whole saline thing. The fact she had saline. God. My worry is that there are lots of people around, and I said this actually to somebody at the at Kegworth. My worry is that, and so I'm pulling away from the conspiracy in inverted commas, I hasten to add, unless, you know, there are people listening going, oh my God, is she abandoning us? No, I'm not. But even within this group, this movement, we have to speak our minds and speak freely. My worry is that people who have genuinely been affected by the COVID-19 vaccines that have got cancer that has spread very quickly, and they're thinking, oh, crikey. And there will be a lot of people that's happened to, that somehow this is... that I don't know that they'll go, oh, but it's not the COVID-19 vaccine. It's not to do with that. So that's my worry about it. Of course, the other news, and of course, was predicted by a few people, including Miri, great Miri Finch, who was at Kegworth, is that all of a sudden it's like, oh, and now there's a cancer vaccine. Hooray! So it's... I would say there's two things colliding here. There's a little bit of Hegelian dialectic, Hegelian dialectics, which is problem, reaction, solution going on, which is, oh, we've created this vaccine. Uh-oh, people are getting cancer. Quick, bring in the cancer vaccine. But my slight issue with it is that, well, I think just far too much attention is being paid to this, whatever this thing is, with Princess of Wales. Just because there are so many other things. I mean, you know, just ordinary people who are struggling, who are, like I said, there will be people with cancer, genuinely with it, who've had the vaccine, who are like, oh, but I'm sure, I know it's from the three vaccines I took. So... I'm at a loss to know how to bridge that gap. You know, by all means, keep speaking about it, and you know, who am I to stop people? By all means, speak about it and say, you know, camera angles, the ring, was it her? Is she real? Is it AI? Blah blah. But this is the danger sometimes with going too far down that particular. And like I said, it's still fascinating to me. Don't get me wrong, I still find it fascinating, but. We live in a real world. We live on the surface. If we constantly live underground in a rabbit hole, guess what? Meanwhile, they're doing lots of stuff on the surface while our minds are being distracted by things. So, I mean, it is extraordinary times. Because, like I said, I want it to be true, so that the bastards in Big Pharma, the people who've made a lot of fucking money, can go, oh my God, we've basically, our vaccine has, you know, given the queen, future queen, cancer. That's what I want to happen. But is that maybe that's a rational take on it. Yeah. I want everything to be pointed at them. I want the guns to be literally to be pointed at those people. And the idea that Kate is lying about having cancer, or she hasn't got cancer, or she's dead, or she's whatever, I'm afraid is taking the gaze away from Big Pharma, isn't it? Although the cancer vaccines are bringing the focus back to Big Pharma. Oh, honest to God, it's an absolute head fuck. I mean, maybe she did lie. Maybe she was being told a lie so that then the cancer vaccine, so that then she could go, look, I'm cured. I don't know, whatever. Somebody needs to pay for it. Justice needs to be done. So that's the way I look at it. And meanwhile, do enjoy all the tweets about it, all the, I love all the different takes. It's not Kate. It's not this. It's her. It's, you know, it is part and parcel of it all. It's just, to be honest with you, it does get tiring. I can't, it's because my brain, I can't, it's too much to take on. It's too much to take in. So that's why I am going to start. So tomorrow we're starting with Meaningful Wednesday. I am going to start doing much more what I think of as the truth, goodness and beauty stuff, whether it's poetry, whether it's you know, observations about various things that aren't always to do with stuff that will drive people insane. I'm telling you now, the whole Princess of Wales thing, all the you know, speculation of, well, did that boat, was it a terrorist attack? Is it basically just was it real? Is it a psyop? Was it a real boat, a real container going into the bridge? I'm telling you now, that stuff will drive people insane. It will drive people mad on our side. So I'm here to sort of be a bollard to that, to try and edge people away from the precipice. Because I'm, like I said, there's no way you can have all that shit going on in your brain without going fucking mad. You know, so you do need a bit of Mozart, a bit of breathing, a bit of like, oh, let's read this, you know, read this great paragraph from a great book, or read this poem, or look at this painting for what it is, you know? I was talking to Francis about the Pietà, you know, the Christ. There's been a few Pietas, you know, where Christ is in the arms of Mary Magdalene and or his mother. His mother. And, you know, he's basically laid out and that stuff, which just pulls us back in to some sort of, not a matrix, to some sort of moral, some kind of grounding. Because, like I said, the human brain, it can't cope with that amount of stuff. It can't. And that's it. That's the end of the pod. Just thought I'd just give you my tuppence worth. Because, like I said, it is, you know, I've thought long and hard about these things as well. You know, are things happening to lead to other things? And they could well be, by the way, could well be. Miri could be right that she doesn't have cancer at all. And it's just it's to lead people to have these vaccines, which is perfectly plausible. I just want the bastards to fucking, you know, pay for what they've done. And the link, there needs to be a link. We have to maintain that link between the COVID-19 vaccines and cancer. We have to. Otherwise, we've lost one of our hands, haven't we? You know, we've lost our one of our strongest suits. And the poor people that have been fighting and going, but I've definitely, you know, I was healthy, and then all of a sudden I'm riddled with cancer. Then what's going to happen to them? I'm going to pose that question, and I'm going to leave it there. Okay, thanks very much for joining me on the Abby Daily. I'll be back tomorrow for Meaningful Wednesday, when I'll be reading a couple of poems. If you want to send anything in, even just a thought or two, to hello@abbyroberts.com, please do so. And I look forward very much to chatting with you tomorrow. Also, I'm going to read a little bit from Johnny Woodrow, gave me a lovely book, which I'm going to introduce you tomorrow and read a little bit from. Very kind of him. Oh, when I met him, it's beautiful. So that's next to me. I'll be doing a little bit of that tomorrow. Okay, here comes the outro. Have a lovely afternoon / evening. God bless you all. And remember, truth, goodness, and beauty, they should never go anywhere. Okay. Down, 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 down. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Be seeing you.